VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey folks, it's so nice to hear from you for the first time in 2021. Happy New Year once again. This is Ken Miao, and here's our news briefing. In today's special program, we're looking back at 2020 and listing out some of the biggest events that have happened. Number 1. The BLM, Black Lives Matter movement. In May, 46-year-old George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis. During the arrest, a police officer kneeled on Floyd's neck for about 8 minutes, suffocating him and eventually leading to his death. Though the four officers now face charges related to killing George Floyd, the African American community called for racial justice, which fueled a movement in the US. Protests, marches, and calls for changes followed controversial encounters between police and African American civilians. Some of the demonstrations were peaceful, but some were violent, with cars and buildings being damaged and stores being looted. Number 2. Death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. A California helicopter crash in January shocked the world and broke the hearts of millions of basketball fans. Retired Los Angeles Laker Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna died in a crash with a pilot and six more passengers on their way to Gianna's basketball game. Kobe Bryant, the five-time NBA champion, had been a hero and role model in the hearts of his fans worldwide. Bryant and his daughter were honored at a star-studded public memorial on February 24th at Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, with 20,000 in attendance at the arena where Bryant spent most of his two-decade career with the Lakers. The date, February 24th, corresponded with the number 24 jersey he wore and the number 2 worn by Gianna. Number 3. Spotlight on Women. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died of pancreatic cancer on September 18th. Ginsburg spent a lifetime flourishing in the face of adversity before being appointed a Supreme Court Justice, where she successfully fought against gender discrimination and for social justice. And then we have the election of Kamala Harris as the first female African-American and South Asian Vice President of the U.S. Number 4. We have a liftoff. In May, SpaceX, a company of Elon Musk, marked the first successful commercial launch, taking two NASA astronauts to the ISS, International Space Station, from U.S. soil. The U.S. Space Agency paid more than $3 billion for SpaceX to design, build, test, and operate its reusable Dragon capsule for 6 future space round trips. Number 5. COVID-19 pandemic. The coronavirus was first identified in China and soon began to spread first around Asian countries, then around the world. The pandemic has changed life as we know it in many and some unexpected ways, including an international shortage of toilet paper and other paper products, and people have to work from home, even till this day. The pandemic also led to the US government passing a package worth $2 trillion, a record amount of money to stimulate the American economy. Since COVID-19 broke out in December 2019, 82 million have been tested positive around the world, with approximately 1.8 million deaths globally. What's worse, a new variant of the coronavirus has been identified by the UK government, which is 70% more transmissible than the current one. Luckily, Taiwan has been one of the top countries battling the pandemic, ranking second place among all other countries on the Bloomberg list of COVID resilience ranking. Bloomberg columnist Tim Culpin even said, to put it bluntly, life in Taiwan this year has been ridiculously normal. Yes, it's simply a blessing to be living in Taiwan in a time like this. Let's all work together and keep it that way. And now, here's our sentence of the day. Some of the demonstrations were peaceful, some were violent, with cars and buildings being damaged and stores being looted. Once again, some of the demonstrations were peaceful, some were violent, with cars and buildings being damaged and stores being looted. Alright, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, demonstration, which means an occasion when a group of people march or stand together to show that they disagree with or support something or someone. For example, the students are holding a demonstration against government corruption. Number two, violent, which means using force to hurt or attack. For example, the violent man who kicked Lisa's dog was very drunk when he was arrested by the police. Number three, damage, which means to harm or spoil something. For example, many buildings were badly damaged during the war. Number four, loot, which means to steal something from a place or a person. For example, you can say, many shops were looted during the riot. Many shops were looted during the riot. Alright, dear listeners, to enhance our English proficiency on vocabulary and sentence structuring, allow me to buy you a cup of Vocab Smoothie. Our ingredients of the day: demonstration, violent, damage, loot. Here we go. A small group of violent protesters damaged and looted the shopping mall halfway during the Black Lives Matter demonstration. Alright folks, that's all the time we have for today. 2020 has been a tough year. Let's work together to help the world recover. Also, if you've made a New Year resolution, I hope your dreams do come true. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!